Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is Monday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time, the 6th of February, 2012. We remember St. Paul Miki and the companion Japanese martyrs. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to whoever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel of his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate with Paul Miki, who was born in Japan and entered the Society of Jesus and was martyred yesterday in the year 1597. Along with, so three Jesuits and 22 Franciscan or Franciscan tertiaries were martyred in Nagasaki, Japan. Because Christianity was growing leaps and bounds after the Jesuit mission to Japan just 20 years earlier, and the emperor was worried that this was kind of the first step of a Spanish takeover of Japan. With good reason, maybe, because the Spanish had just taken over the Philippines at this point, and word had gotten out. Not that Christianity was involved in the takeover, but that you invite more and more of these people to your country, different things happen. It's interesting that the two most populated Catholic cities in Japan at the time of World War II were Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And certainly the blood of the martyrs, Paul Miki in particular, bore abundant fruit for the Christian community there in Nagasaki. He's famous for preaching from the cross, hanging on the cross. They had tried to crucify them with nails, like the corpus here shows, where the nails in the hand, but they were falling off the cross because there's nothing there. You have to go a little bit lower into the wrist to catch that joint. And so they eventually tied them up and then speared them. And Paul's up there preaching and exhorting his brothers. He's there on the cross, forgiving his persecutors from the emperor on down. They were forced to march from Kyoto to Nagasaki in chains, being ridiculed and humiliated the whole way. And yet he remained this beautiful, love-filled witness, so that many of those who were deriding him were converted by his witness of charity. Lord knows I could use some of that spirit. People pick on me, I just want to pick on them right back. No turning the other cheek. Right? I want to be mean, just like they're mean. It just brings out the wrong spirit in me. And so maybe Paul and his companions could pray for us, that we might be more like the people of Israel who rejoiced that the Ark of the Covenant was entering the brand new temple. This is the dedication ceremony, right? They took the Ark from the tent of the meeting into the new temple, And the glory of the Lord fills the temple so much so that the people can't go into the Holy of Holies because it's full of a cloud of God's presence. Today's gospel is even more interesting. Right? We're here to touch Jesus, in fact, to consume him. But there are many of us in this community who think that just a tassel's worth of touch will be enough. Or maybe that's all they can get around to. So they say grace before meals. They come to Mass on Christmas and Easter. Right? Just a tassel's worth. Just a little bit. And often they're derided for not being more active in their faith. But listen to this gospel. All who touched his tassel were healed. Now, what's our role? Our role is to be those friends, like the friends of the paralytic, that carried their wounded friend to Jesus. Our role is to be those who scurried about, right? Carrying the sick into the marketplaces, right? Doesn't say churches. Carrying the sick into the marketplaces so that Jesus, when he walked by, might touch them. We're to be the ones, like Paul, who witness to our faith, maybe not as extraordinary as hanging from a cross, but certainly as ordinary as when we go shopping, or when we're at work, or at school. We witness to our faith in such a way that those who touch just the tassel are healed. How can they touch Jesus? Well, through us. We're going to live here as living tabernacles, filled with God's glory, just as the temple is filled with the glory of God. We have something greater, right, than two stone tablets here. We have Jesus himself. Well, let's carry Jesus himself out into the world, that those who can't make it here to church might touch that tassel.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.